like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Thursday, 24 January 2018. Gee, I thought I'd get I thought I'd get a rash of calls over Baldwin's Trump expose. And all I'm hearing is crickets. The call comes as French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe said about 80,000 law enforcement officials have been mobilized throughout the country, including about 5,000 in Paris alone, ahead of the ninth wave of yellow vest demonstrations scheduled for this Saturday. This has been going on for weeks, weeks, and weeks. Yellow vest protesters have called on their supporters to withdraw their money from French banks in a bid to disrupt the system and make the government heed the protesters' demands specifically related to their right to propose the vote on new laws, according to France 24. The news network cited a protester identified as Taz San as saying that they are going to frighten the state with legal means without resorting to violence. And I got to stop and digress here for a second. If you want to throw the heebie-jeebies into the state, start going after the cash register. Oh, that's not cash for you and me, folks. No. We're the repayers of inordinate amount of useless debt. And as Joan Vion said, the whole idea is to keep servicing the debt by interest payments while never being able to touch the ever-escalating. Ah, that's right. The debt itself. Now, there are some people that are saying that this won't work. We know that it isn't government that's in charge, but the banks. If the banks are weakened, the state is also weakened, he claimed. Maxime Nicole, another yellow vest supporter, in turn referred to a lot of people who said are ready to withdraw their money from the banks. Because you're making money with our cash and we're fed up, he added in his video posted on Facebook. According to France's 24 business editor, Christopher Dansett, these cash withdrawals will not affect French banks because the daily sum of cash a client is allowed to withdraw from an automated teller machine is restricted. And he goes on to say that there's very little chance it'll work. The amount of money French people have deposited in banks is estimated at $1.5 trillion, according to the Bank of France. Of this amount, $390 billion is currently available. Every French person will therefore have to withdraw 5,800. And I think this is, they've got this delineated in pounds, it looks like. But at any rate, it says this is very difficult, if not impossible, considering the cash withdrawals from ATMs are limited. Now, what I find fascinating here, he just concentrates on the ATMs. Oh, are French people prohibited from walking into banks anymore? Do you have to show you're not on the government watch list of the yellow vesters out there? What's to prevent people from walking in the bank and emptying out their accounts? And folks, trust me on this one. This is what the whole paranoid schizophrenic actions were about on December 30th of 1999. Or no, I'm sorry, December 31st, before the clock ticked over to the new century. And by February of 1999, all the banks in this country, all the computers, all the software, all the hardware, everything was updated. 10 months prior to the happy new year. They knew what the danger was. People making runs on banks. That exposes the fractionalized reserve banking. Banks don't recover from that. Banks end up closing over stuff like that. The developments come as France is preparing for the ninth weekend of Yellow Vest protests, which are planned to take place in cities throughout the country on Saturday. The French Interior Ministry, for its part, stated that the ninth wave of demonstrations may gather more than 50,000 Yellow Vests in Paris and beyond. Yeah, it's going to be a lot more than that. The wave of so-called Yellow Vest rallies, named after the reflective garment French drivers are required to have in their vehicles, started in mid-November. While the French government scrapped its planned hike in fuel taxes, which initially sparked the protest, the Yellow Vests have evolved into a broader movement against unwelcome government policies and rising living costs. The rallies have been marked by violent clashes between protesters and police. And it takes two to tango, folks. If there's large demonstrations going on and the police themselves step out of the way, there's no violence. There's no clashes. Though you will see the baton-wielding, clear-shielded individuals with their battle ram helmets on, throwing tear gas and firing rubber bullets, and from what we hear now, they've switched, in some cases, to live ammunition, even though they themselves are not being fired on with weapons. It looked like the French fries had done woken up. Looked like they'd been in that fryer a little bit too long and hopped out. Looks like we don't have any French fried frogs here. So runs on the bank won't work. Yeah. Well, I would expect that to be part of the response to this. Well, since we're in Europe here, and I don't know how Europeans, folks, you think things are bad in this country. Think about the changes the Europeans have gone through, not only in France, but Germany, Norway, Sweden. Well, here's one for you. Students threaten to be fined if they are refusing to watch homoerotic movie in Kokkola, Finland. Small-scale country, roar has risen in Kokkola, caused by local high school students forced to watch gay erotics movie under threat of sanction. School's principal says that this is one part of tolerance education that tries to build understanding towards minorities. No, the only understanding that I have is they're trying to take the minority and make them the majority. According to Yelly Svenska, Kokkola's Swedish-speaking high school acquired movie Call Me By Your Name to be shown in Kokkola's movie theater with the help of the city's Equality Task Force. After this, the school decided it was okay and decent to show this homoerotic film to students 16 to 18 years of age. School says that this is one form of tolerance education which tries to teach tolerance toward sexual minorities. When time came to watch the movie, it was boosted with threats. If students skipped the movie, they would be considered as absent without permission. On top of this, the student will be fined a 10, and I think this is, again, delineated in pounds, penalty fee. Svenska's article doesn't tell where does this fining base on, or it's based on a law, or to the Equality Councilman's Coffee Fund. It doesn't exactly spell it out. The movie itself tells the story of two young men's love, aged 17 and 24 years old. The movie doesn't show actual sex acts, but many scenes are leading to understanding what's going on. Actors' foreplay leaves no room for misunderstanding. Actual sexual intercourse is just around the corner. There are other scenes, including perversions as well. Younger men sneaks to bedroom to sniff older guys' underwear while doing something to himself, and I don't even want to use the term that they use in the story. Many high school students have refused to watch this movie. More than 10 students have refused, pleading on their religious beliefs. Other students have said that they don't want to watch movies like this. School principal tells Svenska that the movie is only a beautiful fairy tale between two men. Well, I'll admit, it's a couple of fairies. I guess it could be considered a fairy tale. Do you think they're serious about changing society, changing culture? And I don't even want to suggest what might be done to this high school principal. We've had many instances in our own country that people have already pro-offered some suggestions. John in Texas. Hello, John.
Yeah, hi, John. I agree 100% with Chuck Baldwin's letter. The biggest problem with Trump, and I dumped him 2 years ago, John, he's no good. And just like you said, or actually Chuck Baldwin said, he had control, the Republicans had control of the Congress for 2 years, and nothing was done. Now we have a show going on. And I heard you mention something about, well, why is the mainstream media against them? And I agree with the previous caller, Jim. It's an act. It's all show. The guy's a scumbag, John.
But who, John, let me ask you the question here, because I haven't seen the government organize anything on a scale such as this. Where is this coming from that you can get to Hollywood celebrities, movie actors, all but one network, and we understand them to be the neocon network, so you can kind of leave them out of the loop. But MSNBC, ABC, CBS, how is this all being orchestrated? Many of them.
Yeah, I'll tell you, John, I disagree with what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but I disagree. You
okay,
know why?
Why?
Because when Obama was president, did they say anything bad about him? That was all orchestrated too, John.
Well, let me ask you the question that I didn't have the opportunity to ask Jim Bob in Ohio. So if Trump is a snake, then what?
I said to my wife, I said, you know, I hope that he doesn't make it in 2020, and so what if a Democrat comes in? That way the whole world can see how rotten the government in the United States really is.
They
think there's a struggle going on, and John, I don't believe it.
No, John, I'll disagree with you. The entire world has been watching the United States very carefully pre-Donald Trump, because they know damn right well that even the false narrative that, we're the world's policemen and we're here to protect our friends and do dastardly things to their enemies, you know, a shot upon one of them is like somebody shooting at us.
I spoke differently. You're absolutely correct, John. Our government's been bad all the way back to 1944 when Hayek wrote the surfing book out.
Well, I'll tell you, if
that goes back 75 years, John.
Well, I'll tell you something right now. Pick the worst Democrat you can think of. They become president in 2021, January of 2021. But by that time, you made the statement that'll demonstrate to the entire world how rotten this country really is. But if it gets to that point...
Actually, John, I meant the United States, the Americans. That's really what I meant.
Okay. All right. Well, at that point in time, what do we do, John?
bend down and hold our ankles.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for your call.
I'll ask you, John, what do we do then if that happens?
Well, I'm not going to give you grab my ankles and bend over and look for the soap answer. That's what I'm not going to give you.
Okay.
All right.
Because I don't have a solution, unfortunately. I tore up my voting card. I figured, why vote?
Well, I'll tell you, if the guy that this William Barr gets in there as Attorney General, I could just about guess. If he's one of the insiders, he'll be kept over in the next administration's cabinet, just like Donald Trump did with the scores of people that were left over from the Obama administration. That he didn't really seem to have a clue as to who the good guys and the bad guys were. He thought he brought in a good guy that supported him, but he had to run him out of town in the Attorney General slot.
Yeah, see, that's where we disagree, John. I think Donald Trump is part of the swamp.
I'm sorry, part of the what?
Swamp.
Well, time will tell, but I'm telling you, with bated breath, we're all sitting around waiting for your advice, John, on what we should do next, because, you know, if the political hope that supposedly is supposed to be nonviolent, and that doesn't work, well, then we're talking about a restoration project for the entire country.
I mean, John, I want you to be right and me wrong or whatever. I don't want to be right. Okay? I mean, I voted for Trump. Trust me. Because I liked everything he said. But like Chuck Baldwin said in the letter, he didn't do anything.
Well,
he hasn't.
He might have
done a couple little things, but he had to, just like he pointed out, like in Chuck Baldwin's letter, we're still in Syria? Oh, how shocking.
Well, and do you think Donald Trump wanted to pull the troops out of there? And then we had John Bolton that everybody pretty much admitted that he jumped the shark, didn't wait for Trump. He started putting conditions on the withdrawal from Syria. Here's one of the stone-cold deep state characters. I don't know what Trump's thoughts were with bringing John Bolton in, but again, him being a neophyte, not being a Washington insider, and not being washed in the filth of Washington, D.C. for a number of years, I think Trump's problem was simply this. He thought he was a good businessman. He was charismatic enough to get the nomination. I don't know if he actually thought he could win, but when he did. But my thought is Donald Trump thought he could waltz into Washington, D.C., plop himself in that Oval Office with some good ideas, get the support of his party, and start changing a few things. Now, it'd be one thing if the guy never tried, but he's tried many different things, and he's been stonewalled every time.
John, let's use your solution. And I like your solution.
You do.
Have the guy do fireside chats. Tell the American people what's going on. And the American people do not know what's going on. So if Trump really is getting snowballed by his administration and all the other goblins, then he needs to come out and say it. And I heard you say that 2 years ago.
You know, the thing about Baldwin, him being a pastor or a preacher, I didn't appreciate his take on Clive and Bundy and the whole thing in Nevada. It seemed to be that he was hiding behind the pulpit and the Bible. In the good sense, I mean, he's a smart guy. I'm not going to dispute his intelligent quotient here. But some of the things that Baldwin has come out and said, I've even had members of his church call me that are no longer members, and they walked out of his church. And I'm telling you, he's acting like he's the second coming of Jesus Christ that can walk on water. Righteous in his own eyes and prudent in his own sight, and he sins, and he can cast this kind of disparaging stuff around. I'm not saying, not arguing, true or false. I'm just saying. All right, John, thanks for your call.
I'll take that in mind, John.
All right.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we are back. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John. Good to hear you today. Real quick on Baldwin. If he got the donations you got, he'd be flush for years. So anytime people reference him as something fantastic, I just don't buy it. But that's my own personal bias.
Well, I mean, there was a percentage of that story that I totally agreed with. The expose that, by the way, he didn't do. It was another writer. That exposed William Barr. But I took personal offense here to Baldwin going after the Bundys and how they handled that situation. And, you know, I don't believe he went out to Nevada. I believe he was still in Montana in his comfortable little church, high and dry, wasn't in the fray. One person died, and ironically, he was a Christian guy. I mean, a true Christian guy, and shot and killed by the FBI. Now, I don't know. I can tell you one thing. If there weren't as many people that showed up out in Nevada, the Bundys would be either dead or probably in jail for the rest of their lives. But I, being a Christian, you know, you're supposed to help the other guy. You're supposed to do what's right. And I will admit I do have a little bit of bias against Baldwin because I've met him several times, and the look on the man's face when he looked at me was one of pure disdain, almost to the point of disgust. And I never did understand that, never queried about it. I've attempted to call his ministry and talk directly to him, and I can never get through to the guy. He's the most inaccessible man of God that I've ever run across.
Yeah, you could call his radio show, I suppose.
Well, yeah, no, I. Being in radio, I know. Some people would. Oh, they'd be all full of themselves and call him up and try to chop him up. But you know, I have a tendency to do it his way, where you have quiet counsel and you talk. Men talk to each other. Well, this man doesn't want to talk to this man. That man doesn't want to talk to this man. So
I don't think they'd like it when you know more than they do, and they don't necessarily agree with rigid constitutionalism, just my opinion. But well, the reason I wanted to call you,
yeah,
I'm more with this budget shutdown and all this shenanigans and who Trump works for and all that blah, blah, blah. I'm more concerned from my reading of history that it's generally manipulated and cajoled in ways that we don't see until much later. And when mid-February, when all the February EBT money that they paid this month is gone and the government's still not open, that's what I'm concerned about.
Well, so we make the reparation payments to people that don't deserve it in order to keep the peace so we don't have a problem?
No, I don't want to pay them, but when you're in a cold civil war and the other side doesn't have any food, that civil war becomes hot. And that's not something that any of us need.
Well, and this is shaping up for the Mac Daddy. I think the Civil War of yesteryear, it was just a warm-up act.
Yeah. They didn't have nearly the arms or the past 18 years of warriors coming back from other parts of the world trained up and ready to go. And I, when I look at this shutdown compared to most of them that I can remember, this is a very small amount of money of the federal budget. $4 trillion compared to $5 billion is nothing, really.
Yeah. No, I agree.
When they carry that out like it's some life or death battle, and I got my idiot senator on the floor yelling at people over something that was, we didn't need the federal government when we got flooded. We got it handled just fine, and those people are doing good now. So he's a fool. But when it's coming to that, that kind of tips me off that there may be more going on than we know about.
Well, I'm just, you know, I know conspiracies, and I know organization, and I'm just having a hard time trying to get my mind wrapped around that this was just spontaneous, that Hollywood and the actors and anybody that was a woman that was any part of a group and followed what the leaders were saying and told them what to say and how to say it and the media and all of this other stuff. What I saw the man do was get up there and diss 18 other Republicans, and his criticisms, if you remember, were pretty damned accurate, and he was not afraid. So, I mean, look, if Donald Trump is a pre-placed scam, it's the best that's ever been humanly engineered and carried out.
Probably as good as 9/11, at least. And then you got the kids with the red hats. Come on. That was Saturday, and now it's got 5 days in the news. Something doesn't feel right, and I could be wrong, but we'll see.
Yeah, well, the problem is we've been sitting back and we've been seeing. I've seen way too much.
And I agree.
And I think, Mike, we've lost the ability for moral outrage. If people were not outraged that in 2008 that there was your taste of socialism globalist style.
At the banks?
Yes. Yeah. Trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. And, you know, to make sure that everything was sewed up, you know, what do we do? Well, we put a banker in there. Wow.
Thanks, right, brother. Take care.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate your call. Got loaded phones. We'll take your calls right after the bottom of the hour break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy Clear is $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the Energy Cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the Energy Cleaner. Now, I offer, for me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Back to the phones, Mark in Florida. Hello, Mark.
Hey, John. Thanks for letting me in. I need to mute down a little bit. I wanted to mention a Supreme Court justice from New York back during the pre-Constitution days by the pen name Brutus, who wrote a lot about the mistakes of the Constitution. Donald Trump, I've never heard him refer to my historians, because he has no historians. He has no idea where the swamp is. And he can sure enough get a bunch of beer-drinking football fans to cheer him on, because that's all he's got, beer-drinking football fans. He has no knowledge of the history of the swamp. And the last caller, was it Eric or Mike? Bravo. Good caller. The people, we don't know, and we don't know that we don't know. And that's the problem.
Well, I know this. The federal government has way too much power. They have run over the states. They have buried this country in absolute debt. They have not corrected a mistake that's been going on for more than a century, and that's private individuals running everybody and everything. I see a lot of blame to go around here. Now, a lot of people are hesitant to upset status quo because, well, it's going to bring on agony and misery and chaos. Well, that's what we have now. I don't know to what degree in their imaginings that would be, but yeah, I pretty much everybody agrees that the banks shouldn't have been bailed out. that they should have been charged, they should have been taken into court, they should have been found guilty for, oh gosh, the laundry list is long. But everybody was there to protect them because nobody wanted to see the system go down because of all the chaos that was going to ensue after that. And they were correct, but as I said, there were intermediary steps that could have been taken, such as JFK when he ordered the Treasury to make the federal notes, have those printed up, send them to all the banks, replace all the federal funny money currency with federal notes. Yeah, it wouldn't have any backing of anything, because how in God's green earth can you back $200 trillion plus? We don't even have an accurate count. It's somewhere northward of $200 trillion, the debts and obligations of this government. And we're on a track of going nowhere because we're servicing the debt by way of paying that interest on the principal that keeps growing. So there is a crap load of stuff to go around on many different presidents and generations and Congress critters alike. But here we still are watching this republic fall down around our knees.
Absolutely. If I don't know what the term is where you take someone to court where they're not there. I forget the term. But we should impeach Washington, Adams, and Hamilton. They were so opposed to freedom and liberty. They wanted a kingdom, but they would never call it that. They wanted a central bank. They did the opposite of what they wrote and what they said, but their actions were opposite of everything they said and wrote. It goes back so far. It's just disgusting.
Are you, Mark, actually peeing in George Washington's tennis shoes right now?
I would like to kick out his wooden teeth.
Okay, then.
I mean, is so bad from so far back, and if Trump or anybody doesn't go so far back into the history of what actually took place,
okay,
and correct it, because we had a republic when we had the Articles of Confederation. That's when we had the closest thing to a republic we could possibly have.
Well, I understand that. But what did we have before the Articles of Confederation, before Cabrini-Green, before the mix-up with the British? What did we have before then?
We had the Virginia Corporation, basically the Virginia bunch of corporations under the king, under the king's protection of the corporations,
mm-hmm,
or plantations, I suppose would be a better term for the times.
And I hate to do this to you, Mark, but I must. And here we go with the backdated lesser of two evils. Which would it have been better, to stay under the corporatized king or to break away and try to start anew? You're not the first person I've had this conversation with, that the founders specifically did things the way they did in order for us to arrive at this day and this time. This is why years ago people were approaching me, and these were deep groups approaching me and going, you know, you got to take the accidental view of history. It was just certain things that happened that fell in line, and the end result's not what everybody wanted or thought was good. But, you know, you keep saying that there's this broad conspiracy. Well, I don't think the founders were in on that conspiracy per se. Because I'll say again, Mark, within human nature that hasn't changed, it wasn't incandescent bulbs and fluorescent lights back then. It was lamp oil. Okay, it was candles. They didn't even have ballpoint pens. They used quill and inkwells. But there's one thing that hasn't changed in a very, very long time, and that's the nature of man. And having understanding of that, why would the founders lay everything that they had on the line, many of them dying, being hunted down, broke, their stuff stolen? You know, if I was going to have a fix in, don't you think that you'd want a little piece of that pie that you're helping to make? Doesn't seem like the founders had any of that. So again, you know, just by going by human nature and crimes committed, motive, means, and opportunity, they had the means. They certainly had the opportunity. But what I saw them create was not as good as what you just stated. the Articles of Confederation. The Centralists got in there. The Federalists kind of got in there. But even after all of this going back and forth and even fistfights erupted, shouting matches, this wasn't an easy thing to do. There was many people that were still tied to England. And they did not want to go against the king because they would have been the quote-unquote bad guy or the terrorist of the day. But we struck out, started a new country, and under the original Constitution, when I hear a lot of people say the amended Constitution of 1871, that's when things really started to go downhill. So excuse me, Mark, if I don't step up to the plate here and pee in George's tennis shoes for you. I ain't going to do it.
I don't mind at all, John. I don't mind at all.
Thank you for your call, Ken. I got to keep moving. I have other callers waiting. Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi, John. I think your assessment earlier of Trump was probably the easiest to understand. I think that he tries to, how would you say, it's like somebody inside either crying out or trying to do something, and then he's countermanded as soon as he does it, and he's forced to walk back. And probably for the first time in his adult life or his business life, he cannot understand or has trouble grasping why he gives an order and nobody follows it. He's not directly paying them. They're being paid by the government, and they all have their own agendas.
Or being paid by outside sources that we know nothing about.
I think we do know something about it at this point.
Yeah, well, let me put it to you this way. What's provable in court versus what we say between each other? Two entirely different things, but there's enough there. I mean, the biggest Bonnie and Clyde, it should be Billy and Hillary. They should make a movie about this. These are the two the biggest crime duo that's ever occupied the White House. And there's been some seedy characters in there and a lot of damage done to this republic by the predecessors to Donald Trump. But Ken, I swear to God, I believe that Trump knows what makes the world go round. I do believe he knows about the Federal Reserve. He's made some comments that if you've got your ears perked up, they have a little bit of special meaning. But I'm waiting for this guy for his second term. And I hope to God people don't walk away from him. I look for him to go after the Federal Reserve banks. And if he does that...
I'm sorry, God.
I am just going to say, and if he does that, I want to hear about all the namby-tambies that were Trumpers that are not trumpeteers anymore, and they're blowing somebody else's trumpet, or they're not playing any music at all.
He certainly said things that would have lesser men swinging from a yardarm.
Well,
I think what's sinking him now is, you know, you look at him, he's slowly morphing into Jabba the Hutt, you know, with all this aspartame. Mike said something about drinking a gallon of aspartame, you know, Coke a day. The food he's eating, you know, you start receding into that type of a life when you can't deal with reality. You know, you start stuffing yourself.
Well, I don't know. I haven't really noticed any weight gain or any ill effects from it. It's not the best diet.
Face looks awful puffy.
Yeah. Well, the guy doesn't get a whole lot of sleep either. And I wonder about Trump and his health. I mean, he is, 73 years old now? He'll be 74 next year?
You know, Ron Paul was 74 at one time. He didn't look like that.
Well, and you know, I mean, you know, if I'm 74 years old and I'm going into dangerous enemy territory, you know, I think my thoughts would first be, yeah, I want to stay alive. But you know what? I would look behind me in all the years that I've had already. And 74 years of age is not a bad age to attain. And I'm not suggesting for one moment, Ken, that I just throw myself on the sword and kill myself or commit seppuku.
Not at all, but...
You know, here's a time that this guy could really do some damage to the globalist and really start freeing this country. And I've known a lot of people. I've read a lot. I've seen a lot in my lifetime. But there's always something that brings me back to Donald Trump, and it's not an unreasoned hope or aspirations or, gee, I'll just cross my fingers and click my red slippers three times saying there's no place like home. You know, I can do that with the best of them. But there's something about Donald Trump that just leads me to believe that he understands the core problems of this country, and he's not gotten a whole hell of a lot of help, and he's gotten a lot of criticism. And if this is a theatrical stage play to bring the FBI and the CIA, to bring the Justice Department in, to bring the medias, to bring everybody down on Donald Trump, these people couldn't organize that.
You know, I'll say one last thing. I would never hope for this, but I think he should declare a national emergency. It's probably the only tool he has that they'll listen to.
Well, but Chuck Baldwin, what do you think Chuck Baldwin would say about that?
I don't really know that much about. Yeah, I don't really know that much about Chuck Baldwin. To tell you the truth,
I gave you a pretty good glimpse there, Ken, and in his writing and how he thinks and how he arrives at his conclusions. And I think if he was judged as harshly as he's judged others, he wouldn't like it much. He certainly judged me, and I've never had a conversation with the guy. So I'm just saying.
Well, I think Donald would do a whole lot of good to himself if he talked to Jennifer Daniels and did a whole body detox. I think it would clear his mind out.
Well, the guy doesn't drink and he doesn't do drugs. So if he drinks a gallon of Coke a day,
I used to drink stuff with aspartame, and boy, it does stuff to you. You get, you know.
Okay, but we're talking about a president here that does Coke in the Oval Office. But not the same kind of Coke that Billy Boy did. Okay, so.
All right, good night, John.
Thank you, Ken. I appreciate your call. I mean, there wasn't a line safe within three state area around Bill Clinton. Even his brother said, my brother's got a nose like a vacuum cleaner. He's got sinus rot bad. Harley in Indiana. Hello, Harley.
Hello, John. I thought I'd give you my lowdown on Trump.
Okay.
I've been telling people since before he was elected that he's their man.
Okay.
And I based that on the facts that, first place, Hillary couldn't possibly get elected. Too many people understood where she was. And of course, they started preparing Trump for office when they gave him his TV program, something about fire him. You know, and he was on there for quite a few years being promoted.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, Harley, he was given that show in preparation for becoming president?
I believe so, because that put him in front of the people, which brought him to the attention of all the American people.
He didn't, you know? Harley, I'm sorry, all the American people?
Who watch that particular program. Okay. I don't watch a lot of TV.
Okay, Harley, let me jump in here too as well. Okay. How long did that series run? How long did that TV show run? Was it a decade or more?
I never really watched it, John.
Okay. Well, I believe, Harley, it was a decade or more, and I never watched one stinking episode of it. I don't know anybody that watched the show.
I would agree.
But you're telling me,
I never watched it either.
You're telling me that somebody gave him that show in preparation of being president of the United States, which he was given as well.
These people are very slick. They've been manipulating the president elections for a century and better.
I won't deny that.
They controlled the elections back at the turn of the century with Teddy Roosevelt.
You know, look, Harley, I'm going to disagree with you adamantly, because I saw the facial expressions on people when they thought Donald Trump might have an outside chance of becoming president. You couldn't fake this stuff. This was real emotion. People were appalled that this billionaire cocky guy with the yellow hair and, you know, his brash attitudes. I watched very carefully. I have a tendency to watch people's reaction to other people. If I've related,
I wouldn't disagree with you on that, John. I agree. I stayed up that night and, you know, almost 4 o'clock in the morning waiting for them to, you know, I announce who had won. they were having a fit he hadn't, you know, that Hillary wasn't already confirmed. I understand all that.
But Harley, you know? Wait a minute. The indication I got from your prior statement here was, well, Trump was the ringer that he was going to be put in. So why are you up at 4 o'clock in the morning to see if the guy got elected or not, if he was the ringer?
Well, John, these guys that are on TV, you know, your newsmen and stuff, they're pawns in the game, just like, you know, even the congressmen are, you know, and the senators.
All right. Harley, I've got to take this break. I appreciate your call. It's kind of a stretch there. I've seen many times the government screw up. It can't tie a shoe. And then repeat the process on the other foot. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We are back. One of the other stories I wanted to get around to today was the Rapid DNA Act that last year or I'm sorry, in 2017, this is 2019, President Trump signed into law the Rapid DNA Act, which starting this year will enable approved police booking stations in several states to collect their rapid DNA machines to CODIS, the National DNA Database. And this, folks, is like anything else with the cops. You know, you don't have the right to refuse, and we're going to take your DNA before even arrest or conviction of a crime, building a massive national database. I'll get around to that story tomorrow. John in Missouri, you're up. Hello, John.
Hi, Mr. Stattmiller.
Hi.
I've been a big fan of Donald Trump since he first started running. I don't see anybody else that's done as much for the American public as Donald has. I don't know how anybody thinks that he can fix everything, you know, as fast as they want it to happen. But
well,
I'm not throwing him under the bus. I'm not going to do it.
Well,
I could.
You could be wrong, and so could I. I mean, I'm a Detroit Lions fan, but when was the last time they won? 1957.
Well, they'll win one day.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about
that.
Well,
they'll win one day. I mean, Cleveland's even doing good. That's not the point, though. I'm just not ready to get rid of Donald. We had a couple choices, you know, November 8th a couple years ago, and the other one was Hillary.
Yeah.
And so if you don't like Donald, that was the other choice.
Well, and if I knew, you know, the old thing, if I would have known, blah, 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 okay. If Donald Trump would have known half of what I know moving into that Oval Office, things would have been done differently, I can almost guarantee you. But here, I'm telling you, his ego told him that people will follow people that have big, bold ideas, and I've got a lot of them, and I'm going to go into office, and I'm going to start fixing stuff, and everybody will love me and appreciate me. I'm almost positive. I'm not Donald Trump. I'm not inside his head. I don't have any inside information. I haven't been talking to his wife or his kids. Can't talk to his dad because his dad is dead. But I've got this funny feeling, John, that he waltzed into that office, became president, and thought that, you know what, I'm the guy for this job because I can fix stuff.
And then I think he is.
And
I'm happy with him. You know, he's done more than Obama and Bush's did. I'm happy with him. You can't fix something that broke 100 years ago in 2 years.
Well, and like I said, John, if I'm right about Trump and he makes a move against the Federal Reserve, I want all the Andy Trumpers out there to take note, and then I want to hear what they have to say. And
thank
trust
you for your time.
Okay, thank you. And trust me on this one, folks. If that turns out to be the case, boy, do I have some choice things saved up for the Never Trumpers, the Anti Trumpers, the Trumpets that no longer play the tune. I'm just like anybody else, folks. I'm trying to look for the best, and all I'm seeing is a lot of worse. Ugh. Thank you for being here today. Be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Interest is up and the stock market's down, and you